AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Welcome to Season 4, Episode 2 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans and listeners vote to determine the winners after each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's_A_Draft. You can also search for the Life's a Draft Facebook page or go to our website to vote. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, the link is in the podcast description. Also, if you would like to suggest a draft topic, please email us at lifesadraft@gmail.com. After the draft, we play a new game called 50-50. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Heading to the Derek Jeter appreciation game, minus the kids, and celebrating his 10th wedding anniversary, Shine is here.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, a student of tonight's draft.
Coming off a productive Labor Day weekend, and he spent 2 days in Fort Meade doing a special work project. JCat is here.
Yeah, they pulled me away from my training of my new position to go right around Fort Meade for 2 days and verify that cable was where it was supposed to be. It was the easiest money I've ever made in my life.
Where is that? I don't even know where that is.
Fort Meade is close to Millersville, Maryland. Yeah, exactly. Right? It's over in that area. Yep.
All right.
Good per diem, Jacob?
Excellent.
Oh, nice.
Begrudgingly returning to normal life and work, but with an optimistic attitude for this school year, and just got back from a trip to the Great Smoky Mountains and whitewater rafting for the first time, Birdo is here.
That is me. That's what I did.
I'm so glad you made it back, Bobby.
In one piece.
Just getting back from a trip to Chicago, had some deep dish pizza, and walked Michigan Avenue. Boy, retirement must be sweet. Catman is here.
It was kind of nice. Yes. I had some tasty brews, some good deep dish. The verdict is in on deep dish. It's not anywhere near as good as East Coast pizza. It's not. It's a food group and you need a knife and fork to eat it. But yeah, it's a good time. Happy to be home. Ready to draft.
Summer is over. Kids back to school. Surf is up. Football's about to start. Doesn't get any better. Bomar is here.
That's right. Getting ready to draft this. This is probably like one of my favorite ones. Love action movies.
And I'm your host, Eric. I'm also getting back to school for my 10th year of teaching somehow. Looking forward to teaching third grade again and ready to get drafting. If you want to help promote us, you can get some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods. Check for the link on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Tpublic has lots of sales, so check often to save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the Smells draft. In sixth place, with 10.1% of the votes. I will preface this by saying sixth, fifth, fourth, and third were all separated by like one vote, like one vote apart each. So it's like
your vote matters.
Sixth is basically like almost third. JK got a vote because it was his birthday and his sister, just so you know, for one of them. Sixth place. Wow. Comments include, I like fall and most of these smells are of fall. And newborn babies and Old Bay, you can't go wrong. Ooh. So my team, ooh, scratch and sniff. I feel like, oh, you guys just wait. I feel like, I don't know what happened. Looking back at my team, I can see why others got votes. I don't know if pumpkin was the best first pick, but I really wanted that fall smell. I have a pumpkin candle lit right now, but you know what? It is what it is. Moving on. I'm not looking forward to the first pick, though. I really don't want the first pick. I'd rather a middle or a
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, don't want that. But fifth place, 11.4% of the votes. Comments include, the smell of gas takes me back to an old tractor my dad had back in the day. JCat sold me a pickup that smelled of gas also. Sorry, I drank all your liquor the night of the sale. The cinnamon roll smell I enjoy because I'm fat, but I love a brand new pair of boots. Thanksgiving dinner is a great smell, doesn't have the memories of gas. Anyone can get that barbershop smell in their own home by buying a $10 can of Club Pinot at the drugstore. Trust me, I'm bald, and that aftershave is a game changer. And during this episode, before every pick was made, I was screaming at you guys as I drove to North Jersey to pick gasoline. That is easily the best smell. Plus, my mom's house has a very distinct smell. Everyone knows it as soon as you step foot inside her house. JCat's team, can you smell what my mom's cooking? Fifth place.
My. Have the mighty fallen.
In fourth place, his usual spot, comments include, wake up and smell the victory has got to be chunky. And minus matches and campfire, these smells smell the best. Side note, my grandma smoked and her house smelled terrible. Wake up and smell the victory, 12.7% of the votes. Fourth place.
You know, I thought bacon was going to carry me straight to the top.
You had a lot, the votes you got, there were a lot of comments for bacon, but pretty redundant. In third place, with 13.9% of the votes. Easy. Mostly decided based on the disgusting smells in the other categories. Vanilla is a manufactured, overdone candle smell that adheres to the inside of your nostrils and other reasons like that. Also decided because, honestly, this category smells like productivity and accomplishments. Clean sheets? Got the laundry done. Check. Barbershop? Fresh haircut. Check. Barbecue charcoal? Dinner is in the air and getting made. Check. Movie theater popcorn, making time for yourself. Check. Rain, perfect excuse for a lazy day and not be productive. And I love everything here, but the barbershop has to be open for years, so the smell of cigs and hair and perm all mingle together. Bomar's team, smell aroma, 13.9% of the votes. Third place.
Rob, can we go to the center stage and hold hands like we do in like the pageant?
The barbershop killed me. Barbershop killed me.
Cigs.
Are we going to have a first-time winner here? Mm-hmm. In second place with 21.5% of the votes.
I'm so excited.
Comment includes, every team has some good answers here, but honeysuckle, cookies, Christmas tree, and grass, that's a killer combo. This was a difficult one for me. Mr. Sketchmarkers was an excellent pull, though. Catman's team, sensational picks. Second place.
Started at the bottom. Now we're here.
Laying that foundation broad and wide.
Season 4. And in first place, with 30.4% of the votes, pretty much had to lead most of the time. Comments include, new car smell, matches, and coffee. Whoever did pine trees, honeysuckles, oranges, and grass just like plants, and they are probably a hippie. Clean sheets is weak because it depends on what you wash them in, and barbershops smell like dead and burnt hair. Mr. Sketch Markers is too specific, and I don't think something made to smell like something should even be allowed. This should all be natural smells. Baby who just had a bath, I can get behind, but newborn baby is covered in blood and guts. Yuck. Obviously, it wasn't what I was going for. Thanksgiving dinner is a combination of food and smells and varies from household to household. My mom's house, WTF. Somebody needs therapy. And LOL, fireworks smell so good. The more illegal, the better they smell. Although honeysuckle is one of my top smells, coffee and vanilla won me over. Birdo's team, smell you later. First place.
Not expect this. I will say, Rob, you fought a good fight. I'll be honest, I was kind of like hoping Rob would win. Like, he's got to get on the podium with that, get this feeling. It's magnificent. It's glorious feeling to win. You know, you'll get there, though. I'm confident in him. He'll be there one day.
I think tonight he's got a strong chance.
This could be his category. He is a movie connoisseur.
Action movie connoisseur.
I'm just glad I don't have the pressure of picking, like, right away. It's awful.
I do, and I don't know. I've been racking my brain for a week. Knowing I'm going to be last, and I don't know who to pick. So we'll get to that in just a second. But before we get to that, what we should have drafted: fresh apple pie, marijuana, beer, gasoline. LOL, skunk is also a winner too. Sharpie, spent shotgun shells, woods, fresh apples, surfboard wax, deer piss, fish, and when the marsh farts. Two-stroke exhaust reminds me of awesome times. Dirt bike jet skis, lilacs, jasmine, gardenia, walking through a pine forest. Doesn't anyone stop and smell the flowers? Fresh hops, Disney, hung on the line outside clean sheets.
Disney.
Kid, like Disney World, I guess. Chlorine, wood getting cut in a shop. Puppy breath, strawberries, suntan lotion, strawberry chapstick, bourbon, pickles, lavender, basil, fresh can of tennis balls. A couple people said that. Sussex County, if you don't know, then you ain't from around here. Pine sol clean floors, butterfly bushes, campfires, new carpet, old books, fire pit, fresh baked bread, carrot cake, baseball hot dogs, Old Spice, the Mexican restaurant near my house's fajitas, fresh flowers, mint, and sauteed onions and garlic. Last thing, cinnamon, just straight cinnamon, not cinnamon apple, not cinnamon buns, cinnamon. You could have said dead rats, poop, cinnamon, and stink bugs. I still would have picked the group with cinnamon. Those are the things we should have drafted.
Again, wow. There's no one that's going to pick some of those if they only have five choices.
If you are listening to this, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more listeners we get. And we like to read your comments and how you feel about the podcast. So this week's draft is the best action movie characters. We are not including superheroes from Marvel or DC movies. We may do a superhero draft in the future, but for now, action movies. We want the action movie characters. I am up with the first pick. I've been thinking a lot about this, and I'm just not sure. I'm waffling between two.
Be careful. This draft is deep, boy.
I know.
I feel like there's people you can get in the second and third.
I don't know. I told you there's three of you are wild cards. Who knows? I know specifically there are some you guys are drafting that aren't even on my board. So I'm not worried about running out of picks. I just don't know which one I like better. I am going to go with, he's been drafted before in quite a few drafts somewhat. I'm going to choose Han Solo. I think he is funny. He's tough. He's not the first. He doesn't have the muscle. He's not the first person I think of for total action movie, but he's in several movies. He rules. When he finally leaves the screen, it is a sad moment.
Tell him, Rob, tell him. Tell him what he has to hear. He could have got
what?
That. He could have got that in the third round.
Really? Yeah, I don't know.
Definitely.
Yeah, Star Wars is huge, so I'm going to go with Han Solo.
Well, picking the Millennium Falcon and Han Solo before has not worked out well for me.
Yeah,
so
might be true. I just...
I agree. It's
got a lot of appeal, and I think people know him. So one of my favorite characters. J-Cap, second pick.
Second pick for me, John Rambo, Your Country Needs You. And here's the thing I really like about the original, you know, First Blood movie was actually very serious in the tone of dealing with, you know, Rambo coming home from Vietnam, feeling that, you know, local law enforcement or some people in the United States had towards Vietnam veterans, especially smaller, closed-minded towns like that. Really good movie in that aspect with a lot of good action in it. And then obviously it kind of, you know, spiraled or spun into what we know as the Rambo, you know, sequels. Well, there's like five or six of them now or something like that. But you can't argue with John Rambo from his origin to the end. He is just a bad dude, man. He, you know, he'll make explosives, you know, all kinds of fun stuff out of nothing. He'll fly helicopters. He'll ride horses, you know. Yeah, he's just a bad dude, man. John Rambo is the man.
Yeah.
I asked Jason before this podcast started. Johnny has a picture back there about Rambo. But Jason, what was the last Rambo movie? What was it called?
I don't know why you're quizzing me. I don't know these things. I don't really care that I don't know these things. It's not something that I ever cared about. And I just hope that I draft someone that ruins one of your picks tonight.
Were you? It's not good.
What? What's it called? John Rambo?
No. Last Blood.
First Blood, Last Blood.
I didn't watch the last one. I would say Rambo 2, I think, is the best one. Might be my favorite.
Three is pretty good, man.
In the desert?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like all of them. I like all
Rambo's solid.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Shine. Spoiler.
Yeah, I am a spoiler. There's three that stick out to me that are out there right now. I'm trying to think which one I have seen movies with all of them. So I don't think it really matters. I'm going to end up in fourth place at the end of the day anyway. So I'm going with my namesake and movies I do truly enjoy. I'm taking Jason Bourne.
Good pick.
That's a good first rounder.
You think?
He's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does rule. I have him on my list, but I didn't know if it was a...
Can't go wrong with Jason, if you ask me.
The Jason Bourne like videos where they cut to some like chunky guy falling off a wall. Like, oh my god, that's Jason Bourne.
the pen in the in the hand.
Just to clarify, he's picking Jeremy Renner's character from the fourth movie. not Matt Damon.
Was it the Bourne? No.
Legacy.
Legacy. Bourne Supremacy. No. Bourne Identity. Bourne Supremacy. Bourne Identity. Born
before Hawkeye.
Born in the USA.
I'm curious if the other two that I had on my list right here are going to go before it comes back to me.
I'm so worried. I don't have a
head, Treadstone.
In my head, they're big picks, but I wonder if they're as big as I think they are.
Treadstone.
All right, Bomar. Next up.
Well, two off my board. John Rambo would probably have been my first pick. And I'm going to kind of keep it similar. John Wick. You haven't watched John Wick? He's a bad man. And he's actually, two more movies are coming out. So, yeah, John Wick.
The Baba Yaga.
TikTok. The Boogeyman.
Yeah, it's a good movies. They're all the same exact
movie. I was going to say, if you count how many people he kills. Like, just
headshots.
That might come out later. That might come up later.
Excommunicado.
Well, he's going after him. This next movie, Rob.
All about his puppy, man, and his dog.
Yeah, don't mess with his dog.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, man.
Good pick, Bomar. Catman, your bread and butter. Do you feel the pressure of the fifth pick?
Do it.
No. So John Wick was going to be my first pick no matter what. It was coming in hot. But I got to go with a character from what could be considered the perfect action movie ever made. He's just a cop from New York. Bruce Willis, John McClane, yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Knew it.
Die Hard 1, solid. Die Hard 2, solid. Die Hard with a Vengeance with Samuel L. Jackson, solid.
Live Free or Die Hard, Justin Long.
Fire Set. Yeah, it was okay. And then Good Day to Die Hard with his son. Still, John McClane, Bruce Willis, the man.
The original one was probably the very first action movie I watched that I ever remember.
Does anybody watch this on Christmas or Christmas Eve? I do not watch Die Hard.
Arguable that it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
No one watches it that night, though.
People argue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ho, 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 now I have a machine gun. Or something like that. Yeah.
All right. Good pick, Catman. Birdo, back-to-back picks.
My first pick will be a man that has made archaeology. So you may have picked one Harrison Ford character, but I'm going to pick one Dr. Jones, also known as Indiana Jones.
You call him Dr. Jones, doll.
Time for love.
His whip with his action where he pulls out a gun and just shoots a guy who is doing all types of crazy swordplay. He's cool. He's witty. He is the man. He's Indiana Jones, number one pick.
And bro, that's who I was deciding which Harrison Ford to take.
Better action.
Tell you what, bro. Indiana Jones is a better action hero than Han Solo, in my opinion.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing with that, but
Will Han Solo get more votes than the Commanders get wins?
Will someone draft him up?
I'll make a bet with you, Johnny.
Just that do it.
Commanders will have more wins than the Falcons.
All right. Here we go, Bo. Birdo? Well, we don't have to do wins, but the Falcons and Redskins play this year. I'm going to the game, so we can bet on the game. We can just do a single game head-to-head, and we'll find out who the better team is.
Okay, we'll do that.
I have a proposition. The draft after that game, whoever wins the bet can steal the other person's pick if they want.
First round. Pick that the bet.
First round pick.
That is awesome. We'll do it. Bet it up right now. Yep. I co-sign on that.
If they want, they might have a pick that they might have the first pick and not want the sixth pick, but they could have the option.
Or can they save it to steal it in any draft after that?
Oh, wow. I like that better. I like
money
that
in the bank, son. Money. That's
the briefcase. Now we're playing for keeps. Now we're playing for keeps. That's a serious bet.
Spinny wheel life is in full effect right now.
I'm going to do something that I've never done before. I'm going to pick for the audience of a movie character that I've never seen the movies, and there's a bajillion of them, but I will appreciate how well beloved this character is, 007 James Bond.
Oh my gosh. You can't pick someone you haven't watched. Are you serious?
I kind of agree, but yeah, he can do whatever he wants. But
I specifically, listen. I specifically finished the series for this podcast.
You're messed up, Bobo Moore.
God save the queen.
He was number one on a lot of lists, but he's not my favorite, so I couldn't take him number one.
I will just tell you to look at my first two picks.
Huge.
What Bond is your favorite? Oh, that's right. You haven't seen
it. Yeah, exactly.
Die another day.
Timothy Dalton.
That's the Jason Blanshine pick of the week, 007.
True.
Did you play GoldenEye is the question.
Yeah. Never had N64.
Oh, my God.
Terrible at first-person shooters.
College. Odd job. No odd job.
Awesome.
Slappers. Slappers.
The laptop gun you would throw on the wall, and then when someone came around the corner, it would just light them up. It's unbelievable. All right, Catman, next pick.
Oh, man, there's a lot I could go with here. Once again, I don't want to go too deep because I feel like I won't get the votes. But I'm going T-800, Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, for the second pick here with what we got left. The first one, he's just a nonstop killing machine. Awesome. And the T2, he does the heel turn. No, the face turn. And turns good and protects Sarah Connor and learns humanity. It's awesome. T2 could be the perfect sequel too. So I got John McClane, Die Hard 1, and T2 characters there. So T-800, Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Dun, 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 dun.
No matter what I do, I'm in last. The writing is on the wall. Shout out Bobby Budnick, T2. Omar.
He gets a lot of love on this podcast, Bobby Bundy.
That's unbelievable.
If you're an American and you haven't watched this trilogy, shame on you. Just shame on you. This is like a really, really good action. When each movie starts out, it just makes you feel proud to be an American. This guy protects the president, Mike Bannon, Gerard Butler. Olympus has fallen, London has fallen, and Angel has fallen.
Wow.
I have no idea who that is. Can you say the name again?
Oh my goodness.
I have no idea.
No, I know that I'm familiar with the movies, but I just didn't even consider it that
Mike
at
who?
All.
Mike Banning.
Wow. I almost stopped to ask if everybody knew what he was gonna say because I was clueless, but then I was like, nah, they must know. And then I've never seen any of those movies.
You've never seen any of those movies?
No.
Well, put on Olympus and London is on Netflix. Angel is not.
All right, Shine, next pick.
All right. For this pick, I feel like it's only appropriate since I am going to celebrate my 10th wedding anniversary that I take the bride, be it. Bill Bill. I've done my homework, Bobby. Beatrix Kiddo, played by Uma Thurman. Directed by Quentin Tarantino.
How do they know her name is Beatrix Kiddo?
Now you're going too far.
Because it's never said. I'm pretty sure it's only on her boarding pass for her plane ticket.
Ah. And that's way too deep, even if I did watch the movie.
It's said in the second movie, like near the end.
You can ask my wife. I'm not big on details.
It's not good.
Her death count is high, too.
Didn't think that would be bad.
For no guns.
She ain't messing around.
J-Cat.
I'm going to request the Buzz the Tower.
Oh.
Flying into your heart.
Lieutenant
Pete Mitchell, Maverick.
Talk to me, J-Cat.
Is an absolute stud. Let's think about it. Like, Kelly McGillis, when she was, like, you know, playing, you know, and now, like, she, you know, he flew right into the labyrinth and brought Jennifer Connelly right back into the, you know, the spotlight. And that's just his romantic side. He's a rebel. He loves his people. He's a risk taker. He's a rule breaker. He's a shaker. Like, he does it all, man. Pete Mitchell, somehow, after being bumped down all those pay grades, can afford to live in a sweet hangar.
With a P-41 Mustang.
Exactly. You know, it's unbelievable. But you can't argue with, you know, Pete Mitchell, Maverick, what that guy went through, all the action that, you know, he's involved in. But talk about the perfect sequel. You know, Top Gun Maverick was amazing. And
I have not seen it yet. Don't give it up.
What?
I have not seen it yet. You need to go tomorrow.
You should have seen
it.
It's on demand.
It's on demand, like digital now, but you need to watch that.
I was in the queue watching that one.
So good. Made me want to re-enlist.
Dude, it's the perfect sequel. In my mind, they nailed it.
Just a couple parts that were like, I get it, a little far-fetched for me. Two parts specifically. I was like...
Like the fact that a certain plane is left over...
Well, Tom Cruise is 60 not even that. Too. He would have been retired. Yeah.
Oh, yes,
years.
That. And there's the parts leading up to that part, J.K. I'm just like, come on.
It's basically beat for beat Star Wars: A New Hope, the ending with the Death Star trench run. Seriously, there's videos comparing it.
But no womp rats.
It's not terrible, though. I'll watch it again.
Bobby,
I'll watch it so many more times.
No womp rats.
Bobby, have you watched Maverick?
I've seen the original one, yeah.
No, well, the original one's called Top Gun.
I've seen Top Gun.
The second one's called Maverick.
It's good, man.
We're not talking about the card movie.
That's a great pick, Jacob.
All right, I'm up. So when I make my draft board, I don't really put them in any order, but I usually put my favorites across the top, and there are two still there. I can't believe Rob didn't take the one. I mean, his picks are huge, so I'm not hating that he didn't pick it. There are countless sequels to this. He was only in the one movie, but taking down a creature that can turn pretty much invisible and pick you off in the forest. If you're in a movie with Jesse the Body Ventura and you are the leader and just jacking people up, give me Dutch from Predator. Predator is, I haven't seen it in a while. It's an unbelievable movie. The first Predator is just...
It could be top five action movies ever made.
Dutch is at the top. Come to me.
Dutch is at the top of my list, by the way.
Yeah,
I know. Like, I knew he would be. It's just hard.
But I had to swerve because I couldn't... It's just... Yeah.
With this new movie coming out, do you think the last one could be the best one?
Prey one?
Talking about Prey?
Dude, it's Prey. Good.
I didn't see it.
Prey's really good.
I'm gonna watch it though.
But it's not better than the first one.
Yeah.
Get to the chopper.
It's close, man. It's close. Like it's because we love that movie so much. We have so much like nostalgia with that movie.
Think about yourself in like the jungles and being hunted, just covering yourself in mud to stay off like that thermal radar, that heat radar. Yeah, give me Dutch. My other top pick, just gonna go quick here. This character is a badass. She's taking on things that no one's ever seen before. They're popping out of stomachs. They're getting sucked into space. They have extra mouths. She's the one who utters the words, "Get away from her, you b-." Ellen Ripley from Alien is an awesome character. So, Verda's like, I don't care about
aliens. She's on my
aliens
list.
And Aliens is awesome. And Sigourney
Aliens
Weaver,
is unreal.
Yeah, Aliens, tremendous. But even the first one is great. So I'm going to take Ripley, picking my favorites. Question, Bo or Shine? Do you know what the aliens are called?
No, I've never seen those movies.
I can't think
of it. Birdo, do you?
When you say it, I'll recognize it. It's that like thing with, well, Rob just did it with his hands. I just can't think of the name.
Well, that's what's it called?
Not a chest burster. Do you know what the aliens are actually called? Begins with X.
Xylophones?
Xenomorph. Xylophones.
Xenomorph.
Xenomorphs.
Close.
But I didn't know if like, bro, remember the game Xenomorph?
I don't remember them saying that.
Animal?
I don't know if they don't call them that in the movie, but any like toy or any type of product or anything, that's what they're called, referred to as. I don't think they say it in the movie, at least. Definitely not the first couple. All right. Next up, J-Cat.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have a choice. In one hand is a red pill, and the other hand is a blue pill.
Oh.
Thankful for us, the one, Neo, Mr. Anderson, chose correctly. And that whole franchise, I'm enamored with. And the line, I know Kung Fu, like, it just echoes in my head. And then Lawrence Fishburne's character, we all know who he is, says, show me. And then that's just, you know, it's awesome. Neo is the dude. I recently watched the latest movie. I liked it. I did, for nostalgia really? State. It's not the best of them, but I kind of liked it just because I like the idea behind it. It could have probably been a little bit better, but him as a character is great. So,
yeah, I may be always too dumb to understand what was going on. I was pretty confused during that movie. Not to be honest. It was like, what's going on? Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone else is thinking the same thing I'm thinking if you've seen it. But Jake, I have a question for you. So we were at trivia night, I don't know, a couple weeks, months ago, and one of the questions was, which pill does Neo take?
Mm. Oh, wow.
No.
Wow.
The blue pill.
Blue pill. Says blue.
That should have been trivia.
That should have been the 50-50, boy.
Ah, true.
I'm trying to think right now. Gosh.
Yeah.
Make it's this blue.
50-50. This is the
yeah, it's blue.
It should be the first one.
All right, I'll add it to the 50-50.
Because isn't there like there's a Jay-Z verse too.
I'll be looking it up in the meantime.
On Blueprint 2, right?
He says the red or blue pill, you live where you learn, but he doesn't say which one you take. Okay. All right. We'll save that. Bomar like reacted after he was picked as if he was going to have like a whole team of Keanu Reeves. He was like,
yeah! That's what I was saying. My first two picks would have been Keanu Reeves.
But you took someone that no one else thought of instead.
J-Cat's team stacked right now.
First of all, I'm telling you, you guys haven't watched Mike Banning, Olympus Fallen. You guys are crazy.
I watched the first one.
You didn't like it?
No, and I even liked the Channing Tatum version of that movie even less.
With Jamie Foxx.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Shine. Next up.
Next up. I'm taking another character that I am fairly familiar with, and I think kicks a lot of ass, and her name is Katniss Everdeen.
Wow, Shine.
Hunger
you
Games.
Would.
That was my fifth round pick.
Dude, those movies are good, and she
doesn't do anything.
I like the movies. You're right. The books
she
are
cries
better.
Up in a tree. She got burned.
She is a young girl, and you stop picking on her right now.
Oh,
it's okay.
Well, the movies they made her like, I don't know if they nerfed her or what for the movies, but
because
I remember watching it being like, why is she awesome? Like, she didn't do anything.
I got pretty bored. Like, the last couple were like, holy.
Yeah, I thought they were boring. Maze Runner was better than The Hunger Games.
For sure. Maze Runner was great.
Watch Battle Royale, like the Japanese movie that was based on. That's when there's people on an island trying to survive. That's legit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Life's a Draft, The Hunger Games coming this spring.
No, that's a massive pick.
I like my chances.
I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of Katniss Everdeen fans out there, but hate.
Yeah, good pick.
What did she say when she steps in to protect her sister?
It's been a long time.
I volunteer a tribute.
Like, how can you not
say? May the odds be forever in your favor. I'm going to send you what are those things that come out of the sky? And it'll be like a Snickers bar landing behind Jason.
Snickers bars behind me? What?
Bing, bing, bing.
I'll find it.
All right, Bomar.
Oh, man, my pick?
Yeah.
So many. I'm about to go to the 80s. Along with Die Hard, this was on the West Coast. Martin Riggs used to pop his shoulder out of the socket, you know, get uncuffed and stuff, and out of the straitjacket. He's just a little psycho, a little crazy. Yeah, Martin Riggs off Lethal Weapon series. Very, 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 very good.
Solid. Lethal Weapon 2, amazing. Absolutely love it. It's my favorite they're all series. Good, man.
I've never seen any of those somehow.
Really?
I don't feel the need to at this point. Like,
what dude, movie Riggs and was Murtaugh it where he got it shot? Shot down in the on the barge like a whole bunch of times and he survived.
I'm trying to figure which one it was.
His like beachside cabin thing that he gets all shot up.
Yeah, I don't know. Like what makes him a good I don't know the Lethal Weapon movies, like Buddy
Cop. Oh man, you gotta watch it, man.
Buddy Cop movie. But like all right, is he like a tough guy? Is he just like a good cop, like a badass?
Yeah, like he and his partner basically is like the straight laced, you know, detective and his partner. So Murtaugh is
he's the wild card.
Yeah, exactly. Murtaugh's a straight laced dude, tries to keep Riggs in line. Riggs tries to bring that wild side out of Murtaugh. There's shenanigans all over the place. There's Leo Gibbs. Whatever you want, Leo gets. Get it?
Mel Gibson.
He literally has crazy eyes the whole movie. No, he just plays a good role, man.
Crazy eyes.
I'm telling you.
He's got the crazy eyes.
All right, Catman, next up.
Wow, I kind of can't believe he's still sitting here.
I think I know who you're taking.
Dun, 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 dun. The leader of the Impossible Mission Force. Ethan Hunt. Mission Impossible movies rule. Tom Cruise rules. He's somehow sitting there. He's like the American James Bond.
I've never seen a Mission Impossible movie.
Really?
Serious? I'm dead serious. I've never seen
Ghost Protocol, son.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't like them. It's just it never pops into my mind to like, all right, let's roll. And I could probably, you know, sit through a marathon of them.
Is everybody taking notes? Because everybody needs to take notes if they haven't seen all these movies. I'm serious.
There's two more coming out. The next one is split in two parts, and the trailer looks unbelievable already.
Really?
Yeah, and it's got Peggy Carter in it. It's going to be money.
Good pick. Not where I thought you were going. You might get him on the – I don't know, Birdo. Birdo might get this one.
Nah.
All right, Birdo, two picks.
So I told you all in the group chat that I'm not a huge action movie fan, but I am a fan of revenge movies. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money.
No,
I do have are a very particular set of skills I've acquired over a long, very long career, skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you and I will kill you. Give me Brian Mills, Liam Neeson from Taken. He is so awesome in those movies. He is so cool, man. And he gets his revenge tenfold.
It's scary, man. Human trafficking is scary.
Yeah.
It is scary.
Daughter of Sam, too.
Picture movies like that and the recent movie Nobody with Bob Odenkirk, and makes me think of the Terminalist show that I just watched. Like, are these guys out there? These insanely skilled people that, like, if you cross them, like, you're donezo.
And, like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're out there.
They're hiding.
They're there.
Awesome. My next pick, my fourth round pick, might come through as a shock to some of you guys, but again, this is huge name recognition. I'm going to go with Robert Downey Jr. as he plays the detective of Sherlock Holmes, who is also just destroying people, taking names. Super smart, super strong, super cool. RDJ, Sherlock Holmes.
Here's on my list. Those are good movies. Those two movies.
Yeah, they are. He's Enola awesome. Holmes. No, sure.
I watched that. It was last summer. They're making another one.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, but John Rambo would kill him with his bow and arrow or his knife.
Yeah, but he something like bare knuckle boxing. Takes out that big dude, like the slow mo.
I can't believe you guys haven't watched Olympus Fallen.
Mike Benn's like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to shove my knife through your head.
Why are we still talking about him?
All right. Catman, back to you already.
Man, I got a lot of deep cuts. A couple big ones still out there. Like,
I got two picks left, though.
I know, but there's like a big one floating out there.
I'm hoping it comes back to me.
Don't man, do it.
Man, I really don't know where to go here right now. Father to a murdered son.
Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Meridius. I will have my vengeance in this life for the next.
This life
for
the next.
Commodus pisses himself right there.
The look Maximus on his face.
From Gladiator. Gladiator is unreal. Such a good movie. It was on recently, like it was on TNT or something.
Seen it recently?
And I watched it. Like it was like halfway through, but like, are you not entertained? Spaniard. Like it's good. Man.
I have a confession. I've never seen it.
Are you freaking?
Oh, I thought you were gonna pick that, bro.
I would. That I is almost. Awesome. I did almost pick it. I just never
said revenge it. Character, and I was like, ah.
I can't believe you. I can't never believe
seen you sitting there. You have you need to get watch off
this. You need to get off this computer tonight and watch it.
They keep talking about a sequel, and it's gonna make me mad because, like, I and I know, like, they're for the longest, but like, how you just can't spoilers. But. Yeah, I just don't know how they can do it correctly. I've read some stuff about it, but like Plains of Wheat.
I'm guessing it wasn't going to make it back to me, even if Rob didn't pick it.
God, yeah, no, it was my next pick.
All right. Rob, I thought that's who you were taking third, like instead of Ethan Hunt.
No, he was high on my list, but I'm looking at, I'm just.
I thought maybe he got lost in the shuffle since he didn't go in the first couple rounds. Yeah. I was like, oh.
He did a little bit, but.
Pull him, yeah.
I'm looking at the rest of my list here and I'm like, these people all might come back to me and people might not know who they are if they're, you know, under the age of 35.
You're right. You are so right.
Yeah. I don't think the votes are going to like really tell a tale on this one anyway. So.
Yeah.
All right, Bomar.
Oh man.
Every time the shock of it's his turn. It used to be Rob. He'd be like, I'm me already. Like,
Go ahead, right. Do it, Mark.
I'm going to go with, he's a bad man. You don't mess with him. And then he tells the one guy, you're going to be running him to the, you're going to run after you see the two guys go to the hospital. Another Tom Cruise movie. He's made two of them. Jack Reacher. He was like a detective for the military. And then he's like this like drifter. He leaves the military. He's this drifter, but people call him for like investigation.
Oh yeah, Reacher's unbelievable.
He's a bad man.
I hear the show is really good.
The show is awesome.
Chine?
All right.
On the home front over there.
I don't think I'm taking anybody's pick here. Definitely not the most intimidating character that we've named so far tonight. But Eddie Murphy as Detective Axel Foley is my next selection.
Damn you. Banana and a Tail.
The Really Hills Cop 2 is amazing.
Yeah, it's
amazing. Coming out a new one.
I know. I've seen pictures and I'm like disappointed. So I'm like, no, I can't because he looks so old. 2 is so good. The first one's great too. When they're in the like exotic dance club, man, it's so good. Yeah. Johnny Wishbone. It's just Eddie Murphy doing his greatest hits, man. It's great.
J-Cat, what do you got?
This is probably, I don't know if this is on people's radars, but. This is a character who I really, really like. He's mysterious. He has an agenda. He stays true to that agenda. And it's just, he's got a little sidekick. It's hard to explain it. It's V from V for Vendetta. The character of V is, I like it a lot. Now, it's a dystopian political superhero action figure. Yeah, there's a lot of political stuff to it, but the character itself, it's just very intriguing to me. So it's not on nobody else's radar, but I just really like V. So I'm going to take V.
I like the movie, obviously.
Yeah. Well, of course.
She's got a shaved head and she's still Sem. So
remember.
The 5th of November. All right. That wasn't what I was thinking. I have my last two picks. I have four names circled. For this one, I'm going to take our first animal. He is a badass. Caesar from Planet of the Apes.
Wow.
Specifically, that's the newer one. Wow. But he is just a beast, like super smart ape, like leading the like charge again, you know, to try to keep the humans from not being overtaken and whatnot. He's just trying to keep the peace. Has to keep Koba at bay.
I'm gonna take those first two movies are awesome. They are so awesome. Yeah, they look so unreal.
Yeah,
they really look like they're there. And when they take over the bridge, like in the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, and they're like underneath the bridge and going up the top. It's wild, man.
I like Caesar.
That's a good pick.
That's a deep cut. Yeah, I wouldn't even.
He was on the list, man. But yeah, it's awesome.
And my last pick, two characters from the same franchise. I'm trying to think which one I like better. Both are really good characters. It'll definitely help possibly with the G-Mom pick. But the show just came on Amazon Prime. I haven't watched it yet. I don't crack you. But hold on, Bo. I'm going
to take Payne.
Obviously, I'm waffling between Aragorn and Legolas.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Legolas. I just like his character better. Like, looks like a pretty boy, but still it's pretty sweet. Like, jumping on, like, shields, sliding down, like, staircases, arrowing
people. What do your elven eyes see?
Yeah. So, I'm going to go with Legolas from Lord of the Rings. Rob, when you took to T-100 earlier, like, I was going to take T-1000, like, Robert Patrick's character, just because I thought it was, like, a sweet version. Yeah, but I didn't want to – I don't think anyone's going to take that. That's why I'm mentioning it now. That's my team. J-Cap, last pick.
Oh, I've got to do it. It's all in the reflexes, baby. Jack Burton.
I knew it was coming.
I got my boy. I love him. He's not even like the main like character that is focused. Like, this movie was written more for like Wang to be like the guy. You know? Wang.
He does nothing. He literally does nothing.
He literally, you know what I'm in the mood for? A girl with green eyes.
Yeah.
Bo's asking who you pick, J-Cap.
You don't know who Jack Burton is? You know who Mike Banyan is, but you don't know who Jack Burton is?
What's the movie? Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, that's right.
That's so mad.
If you haven't seen Big Trouble in Little China, there's something
wrong.
Dude,
I've seen it a whole bunch of times. I'm
the movie's nuts. It really is nuts.
It's out of control, man.
One of the best opening scenes you'll ever see to a movie.
Just us two Californians. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jack Burton is the man, dude. It's Kurt Russell. Like, anything he plays is gold, in my opinion. But this is one of his top three characters he's ever played. So
Creedy.
Yeah, Creedy is good. There's another one. I still like Captain Ron, but it's not an action movie.
All right, Shine. Shine's got a solid team.
You know, after doing this draft, as we're going through this, I was like, I watched more action movies than what I thought. I'm going to take Alonzo Harris from Training Day.
Good pick.
You ever get wet?
King Kong!
Kong ain't got
all me.
Me.
That movie's intense.
I haven't seen that in a long time, too.
Macy Gray.
Good movie. Macy Gray's the worst.
Snoop, too. Snoop's in there.
D-O-double-G.
Dr. Dre, too. There's a lot of cameos.
He's probably been in every movie we drafted. Let's be fair. He's in everything. Or he was on the soundtrack.
For Mark Johnson, if he listens, I'll give this quote for him. Two pair homes! All of the time. Whenever he gets two pair.
Bomar, last pick.
This was not on my list at all. And this is what I thought Johnny said. And I wasn't really listening because I was kind of watching the football games. But I think I'm going to pick this pick.
Automatic last place. Did you hear that?
I think I'm going to pick this pick here.
Do it.
And he chased after a boat. He was in the media recently. Captain Jack Sparrow.
He was on my list.
That was my other
pick. I think I'm going to have votes for that. Get votes for that fifth round pick.
But I'm not chasing boats this season. I'm doing me.
I already drafted him, so I couldn't draft him.
That really doesn't do anything.
Well, Training Day's not going to help you, so don't worry.
Will Turner.
Hello, beastie.
I'm not a vote chaser, Bo. I don't care what you think or they think.
Oh,
this is all about
you're changed. You're changed, man. Now
I'm sticking.
What was the name of his boat? Pop quiz. His ship,
Black Pearl.
Oh, if you don't know, then you can't draft him.
Black Pearl.
Okay, Jake.
I just said.
Yeah. I knew what it was.
You said pop quiz, and I was like, oh, pick me.
Bomar, you got two jacks. Your team's got to be a pair of jacks.
Ah, Jakes.
winding down, Catman and Birdo. What you gonna do?
I don't think this last pick here, who I have left, I don't think is gonna matter too much here, depending on which way I go. I'm gonna do a little shout out pick to Diltz.
Who's that?
If you want the ultimate, you've got to be willing to pay the ultimate price. It's not tragic to die doing what you love.
Knew he was gonna take him.
Back off, War Child. Seriously. Right. Bodhisattva, Point Break, Patrick Swayze.
Oh, I thought you were
going
to. What's his name?
Bodhi. The ride is over.
Not his Yahoo.
Bodhisattva. Yeah. Bodhi. Bodhisattva.
Bodhi.
Bodhisattva? I know it's Bodhi.
Bodhi. Yeah, Bodhi.
How is that a shout out to Dilts? Does no one know who that is?
It's from Point Break. He picks Point Break. Like, it's amazing. Yeah. It's one of like the top action movies ever.
Yeah.
100% pure adrenaline.
I couldn't take Johnny Utah because I drafted him in an earlier draft. Yeah. So and Bodhi was definitely on my list, Catman. Like I was like, ugh, do I want to pull it?
I was gonna pick Johnny Utah. I probably wasn't, but I knew that would be an instant vote from Nate Dogg and Dilt. So I was like, is it worth two votes? Is two worth votes worth
it? Every vote counts.
Yes,
son.
Yes. It totally is.
My honorable mentions are gonna be fire, but
all right. Well,
I got some terrible ones too.
Well, I just have five left that I would go with, and I will just throw out, since I'm the last pick, I want to pick Frank Dew from Bloodsport, but no explosions in that movie.
Die! Anyone can see Bo's face right now. It's unbelievable.
I can't say, I've only seen this movie once or twice, so I can't pick King Leonidas from 300, even though I know.
Oh my goodness, good movie.
So I'm down to two. And as much as I want to pick Marv from Sin City, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's between Marv from Sin City and Aragorn from Lord of the Rings. And I just feel like Aragorn will get me more votes. So I'm sorry, Marv. I don't want to double cross you because I'd be dealt with quickly, but I will go with Aragorn from the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Does anyone else just think Home Alone when I hear the word Marv?
As you should.
Don't say that around Marv from Sin City. You get dealt with.
I took away his weapons, both of them.
Nice move, Marv.
Actually, there's three characters in Sin City that would be great. Clive Owen's character, Bruce Willis' character, and Marv. They're all great.
Have you seen Jessica Alba?
Yeah.
Have you seen that yellow bastard?
Which one was Marv in that one? I can't.
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke. Huh?
Flat top, like ball beat up face.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
His mitts.
I was going to say trench coat, but that doesn't really help. They all wear trench coat.
No, they don't.
That's pretty much the MO.
Wow, I can't believe you picked Aragorn.
Aragorn.
All right. Birdo, you named your honorable mention. So, Catman, what do you got?
Jack Slater from Last Action Hero, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I love that movie. It was way ahead of its time. It deserves way more love than it gets. It came out like a week before Jurassic Park, the original. Yeah. So, like, it just got steamrolled.
Finally, I never saw it.
John Matrix from Commando, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, sir.
He was on my list.
I just couldn't. I had to, like,
I really need to see that movie.
So good.
Is it? Dude, he was carrying a pine tree on his shoulder.
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable.
A pine tree.
The first
tree,
5 minutes is perfect.
Dude.
Lincoln Hawk from Over the Top, Sylvester Stallone, arm wrestling movie. It's basically like Rocky
Meet
Armor.
Me
it's so good.
Across the sky.
Creasy from Man on Fire, Denzel Washington. Mm-hmm. When Peter Ramos gets kidnapped. Son, my man does some work. Was he in Brazil or something like that? Man, Creasy Bear. Frank Dukes was on my list. Casey Ryback from Under Siege, the first one. Man, so good. Navy SEAL, secretly a cook. Like,
oh, he's awesome. On a list. Okay.
Forrest Bondurant from Lawless, Tom Hardy. Has anyone seen Lawless? It's great. It's like a moonshine.
Forrest Bondurant.
It's a movie about moonshining in West Virginia in like the early 30s or something. It's really good.
All right. Save some for us.
Oh, I was about to say, Rob, come on.
All right. No one's going to have these. Major Scott McCoy from Delta Force, Chuck Norris on my shirt.
Yes, sir.
Beast.
But you can, that's fine.
And Bull from Backdraft, even though it's not really an action movie. Kurt Russell, shout out.
That was a good movie.
Check that door for heat.
But, yep. All right, I'm done.
All right. Bomar?
So nobody said this. I can't believe nobody picked this. Robert McCall off of Equalizer.
I stopped talking.
Huh?
Yeah.
Joe Armstrong. Do you guys know who that is?
American Ninja.
Very good. Dude, I loved American Ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Lieutenant Colonel Bill Cage and Rita Bartowski. You guys know who that is?
Rita Fartowski.
Vertowski.
Oh.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. Yeah. Live, Die, Repeat.
I don't know the guy's name. I try to look it up, but Sylvester Stallone off Cobra.
Cobra Moretti. Moretti. Yeah.
Cobretti.
Yeah.
Moretti. Nobody said anything about Clint Eastwood, Dirty Harry, or any of his, movies. But, I want to give them all away, but yeah, that's enough.
Hey, Bo, can I ask you an honest question? You are big, you watch a lot of movies, Bo. What are your thoughts about your team right now? Look at your team. What do you think?
I know. I love the movies. I love the movies.
I'm just curious because the name recognition is, other than John Wick and Jack Sparrow, man, I don't know.
Sean, any honorable mentions?
Just one. I've never really actually watched this movie. The previews used to kind of like freak me out a little bit. And the dude's name is Anton from No Country for Old Men.
Old Men.
Yeah.
That haircut is just enough to make you just kind of like go like big eyed.
And Anton Chigurh.
Yeah. His weapon of choice is something to be desired.
Yeah.
That's a movie I need to watch.
Yeah. It's pretty good. That's all you got?
Yeah, I'll everyone else's name in plenty. So,
all right, J-Cat.
All right, I got a couple here. I'm going to start off with Frank Martin from The Transporter. Love those movies. Scott Pilgrim. Eli from Book of Eli.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Joe Hallenbeck from Last Boy Scout. That's a Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans movie. That's that a
great
I
movie.
Love.
Great movie, bro.
Such a great movie. Absolutely love it.
Is that Willis or...
Yeah, it's okay. Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans.
But that's his character?
Yeah, Joe Hallenbeck. He's former Secret Service turned private eye. James Alexander Dix is a former quarterback for the LA Stallions, 89-90.
that's so good.
And my one of my favorites of all time, I knew it would get zero votes because I don't think anybody outside here knows this. Ben Richards from The Running Man. I mentioned him multiple times. That's one mean mother. Ben Richards is the dude. Loved him. And I'm surprised that no one mentioned, and if you did, I'm sorry. I kind of zoned out for a second. Conan the Barbarian.
Nobody mentioned him.
Never seen them.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't it
Conan
really?
Movie? Yeah. Red Sonja? Conan?
One and two?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is the one I was going to pick my fifth pick. It wouldn't have got me any votes, but Hit Girl.
I was just broke that down. I'm like, awesome. I can't believe nobody picked that.
She rules, especially in the first movie. Hit Girl from Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah. Survive.
She rules. Nobody mentioned or picked William Wallace.
Yeah, I have them.
Yeah, but
I was really surprised.
He's a real person, so I didn't know if that was
Okay. I had him. I had Furiosa on my list. I don't know if she's like that much of a badass. Just a cool character.
Yeah.
Alice from all the Resident Evil movies. Those movies aren't that bad, just action-y horror movies. Rorschach from Watchmen, Hellboy from Hellboy, they rule. Dredd from like the second Judge Dredd movie rules.
Mm-hmm. Wow, good call.
That movie's very similar to, if you guys haven't seen The Raid, it's like an indie movie. He like fights his way up. It's unbelievable. Just unbelievable. I have
Peachtree
from the Jurassic World movies. He's just kind of cool, like Chris Pratt. RoboCop. I don't know if it's action, but RoboCop.
Also, totally action.
John Nada, Roddy Piper from They Live. They Live action.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Last but not least, I have Black Dynamite. He's
perfect. Wow.
Character. Man, there's a lot of people named Black Dynamite.
Not gonna.
Can't say the actual.
Give me any votes, but
I have something to say because Bo said something that I thought was
cream corn
interesting. I write down everyone's picks, okay? So I can see everyone's teams. I don't know if you all do that because I want to know who's off the who's not available. Bo said my team will kill your guys. Of everyone we drafted, if they were all in the same world, who would survive? Who would be the last?
What's the last play guy standing? Well, is anyone like with like immortality? Can Legolas die?
It would definitely be my team.
No, no, not team, person. I feel like there has to be someone with gunplay. So is it John Wick?
John Rambo.
Dutch. John Wick. If a predator can't kill you, Katniss Everdeen ain't killing you.
I mean, I got a Terminator, so.
Don't doubt Katniss. Don't doubt my girl Katniss.
Does Maverick get his F-14 Tomcat? Because if he does, you're all done.
That's true. Yeah.
This could be like a final NCAA bracket style. Who is the last man standing?
Oh.
And all of our first round picks are the first round seeds going down the season. They just meet up in the final four.
All right. I don't know if you guys thought of a worst character. I'm going to start. If you don't have one, no big deal. I couldn't think of a worst character, right? So a lot of bad action movies I just never seen. So I'm going to read a blurb written by someone at popcrunch.com and in one of his rankings of the worst action movie characters. And I prefaced this yesterday by sending you a clip, but here's the quote. Anyone remember Wrestling Buddies? Those things were awesome. And if we're honest, Wrestling Buddies have about as much acting talent as Hulk Hogan. Given his target audience was prepubescent kids, his acting skills were about as convincing as Uncle Jesse playing an ER doctor. Although Hulk Hogan remains one of the most famous and highest grossing wrestlers of all time, his lack of talent for acting remains hideously obvious. So basically, I'm picking Hulk Hogan from like Suburban Commando, No Holds Barred, Rocky III, other movies in short. So do yourself a favor and YouTube No Holds Barred Dookie scene. So I sent this to you guys yesterday.
What's Hulk that Hogan, smell?
He rips the car door off and pulls the guy out. He like snarls and growls at him for at least 10 seconds, just snarling. So while doing that, they show the guy the back of the guy's pants. He like grabs his like back of his pants and it's like wet and like messy looking. So Hulk snarls some more and he's like, "What's that smell?" And the guy says, he says the word. He says the word.
Back dookie. Of his pants. Oh.
But it's stretched out for like 5 seconds, like dookie. In like a scare voice. So Hulk then repeats the word dookie for some reason. And he's looking around almost off camera, like, all right, what do I do now? Like he's like looking around. It's insane. And it highlights just how bad his acting is. So look up that. It's hilarious. So Hulk Hogan, not a character. I guess technically he is a character, but him acting in anything, awful. J-Cat, do you have a worst character?
Yeah, I have two, actually. One is Pamela Anderson as Barbed Wire.
Rob, you own that?
It's absolutely terrible.
I thought so.
And Sergeant Joe Bomakowski from Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. That was a Sylvester Stallone, like, buddy cop action movie with his mom. We'll throw in an extra one there. We're gonna go with
J-Cat. Is that Estelle Getty or Ma Fratelli from the Goonies?
It's Estelle Getty. I think, isn't it?
Estelle Getty.
I get Estelle the Getty. Two whatever those movies are mixed up. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot and Don't Throw Mama from the Train or whatever.
From the train or something,
said.
Okay.
Don't tell Mama the babysitter's dead.
And a little bonus here is Orin Boyd, who is Steven Seagal's character from Exit Wounds, which might be one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. Like, Exit Wounds was terrible. But I saw it in the theater. The
DMX.
DMX, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Shine.
Shout out Michael Jai White, Spawn.
Woo! Black Dynamite.
So this is hard for me because I don't watch him enough to like hate somebody that strongly, but someone that did kind of come to mind was Sarah Connor from the Terminator series. I don't know, just something about her when I watch any of those just seems lame.
Really?
Yeah.
Thought she's kind of sweet. Kind of handle her business.
I haven't watched anything of the Sarah, isn't it like the Sarah Connor Chronicles or something?
It's a show from like early 2000s or something.
Yeah.
So,
Close.
Seems like yesterday.
Can't think of anybody that I dislike.
Catman, you got any worst?
No, I don't really, honestly. Some of the Terminator movies, the sequels are just not good. If I had to pick something to like gripe about, the timeline's all jacked up. They just can't get it right. It's like, just let it be.
Salvation.
Just leave it alone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
yeah, that's all I got.
All
right. And Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Every character.
Yeah. I really don't have one, but if I had to pick, I guess it'd be Mike Banyan, whoever that is.
Boy.
All right. Before we wrap up this episode, we're going to play 50-50. So in this game, I'm going to give you all a question, only two choices. Everyone gets a chance to choose after each question. Remember, the new rule is if you're the only one that guesses that one and it's correct, get a bonus point. This game will continue all season and we'll announce the winner at the beginning of next season. So starting with the added bonus question from earlier, did Neo take the red or the blue pill? J-Cat.
Red pill.
Shine.
I said red pill earlier, so I'm going to go red pill.
Bo?
I said blue, but I'm switching to red.
All right. Bo? I mean, Catman?
Blue.
Bro?
I'm sticking with blue. My gut.
Dang it. Let's just stay with blue.
It is red. It's the red pill.
Wow.
I hope to get none this whole season. 0-6. That's casino poison right there.
I honestly saw a commercial for the newest one, like for like an HBO Max thing, like yesterday. And he was like dumping a bottle of blue pills out. So that's why that's what I went off of.
I'm only 40.
But then I was like, maybe he's like trying to not go into the Matrix in this new one or whatever. But yeah.
So.
Precisely. It was prescribed to him.
All right, the real number one, I guess number two. According to a 2018 Digital Spy article, who has more on-screen movie kills, Stallone or Schwarzenegger? I've always wanted to know this question. I was dying to have this as a 50-50. Who has more on-screen movie kills, starting with Shine?
Going with Stallone.
Bo?
Stallone.
Catman?
Stallone.
Bro?
Stallone.
J-Cat.
I'm going to roll with Schwarzenegger just to be that dude.
See, you got to do it at this point. The correct answer, Stallone has 786. Again, this was from 2018. Schwarzenegger has 842. Schwarzenegger, J-Cat with the bonus point.
Wow, really? Bow,
bow, bow. Yeah.
I feel like Schwarzenegger. How many does John Wick have? Alone, John Wick.
I thought he was. I don't know. I only looked up those two. There is a list. He was pretty high.
I'm just curious. John Wick has to have like probably.
Fun fact: Samuel L. Jackson has the most movie kills of anybody. Like ever. It was like way. He has like double what Stallone has. Like over.
How's
like
that 1,500.
Top? What movie is that? What movies are Arnold killing that many people?
Commando. He kills like 157 people.
He has a ton. Yeah, I think that's the most in one movie or something. Something like that. All right, number two.
I mean, he's a butcher of Bakersfield.
According to a Collider.com article, which movie has the most on-screen deaths? Was it 300 or Lord of the Rings, Return of the King? More on-screen deaths. Bomar.
I'm going to have to go with We Are Sparta!
Catman.
Or this is Sparta?
Who is it? The Battle of Pelennor Fields, Return of the King.
Bro?
I'm going to go with the orc deaths in Lord of the Rings. Massive orc deaths.
J-Cat?
Return of the King.
Shine.
Lord of the Rings.
Bomar was the only one that picked 300. There are 600 deaths in 300, and there are 836 in Lord of the Rings. So Lord of the Rings was correct. Bomar, you do not get the double point.
Bo, I tried to kick you a two-pointer.
The time of the orc has begun.
You bricked it just like the old days.
Bo show.
Number, real quick, how many kills does John Wick have in his three movies?
183.
What do you guys think?
272.
Bo's going off script a lot today. We're trying to name people we hate.
Jason Pick.
Back to the first list. Now he's taking over this game.
299 eliminations. They don't even call them kills. Eliminations.
Eliminations.
How many does Mike Banyan have?
14.
Mike Banyan's bad man.
Number three. According to thenumbers.com, which female actors' movies have grossed the most money domestically? And this isn't necessarily all action movie based, but was it Jennifer Lawrence? So like Hunger Games, X-Men movies, or Natalie Portman, Star Wars, couple of Thor movies. Whose movies have grossed more money?
That's a good question.
Jennifer Lawrence or Natalie Portman? They were both ranked in the top 100. Who was ranked higher? Starting with Catman.
Saying J-Law.
That's what I have, J-Law or Portman. Bro.
I feel like because she has more movies, I'm going to go Portman.
J-Cat?
Any port in a storm, brother.
Shine.
Staying with my girl Katniss tonight.
Beaumont.
Portman.
Portman comes in with $2.4 billion grossed. She's ranked number 51. Jennifer Lawrence, $2.5 billion, ranked number 37. So J-Law actually was the correct answer. All right, two more. Number four. This question. Which Michael Bay movie, favorite actors, your favorite director, which Michael Bay movie has more explosions? There was a guy who counted explosions in Michael Bay movies. Is it Pearl Harbor, Armageddon, and the first Transformers movie combined, or Transformers Dark of the Moon? So which movie, Michael Bay movies, has more explosions? Starting with Birdo.
Well, Transformers 2 was so absolutely horrible. I refused to watch the other one. So I'm going to
go. Dark of the Moon is three. Okay. Oh, okay. Dark of the Moon is three.
That was the fourth one. I'm going to go with the single movie because I'm sure it just added more explosions.
Transformers Dark of the Moon. J-Cat.
This is so bad. By the slightest of margins, it's going to be the three combined as opposed to Dark of the Moon. It's going to be like two or three explosions, I guarantee it. Like the difference.
Shine?
Transformers did me wrong on this podcast before, but I'm going to stick with them this time and take the three combined over the...
Transformers 1 is in one of the three combined.
Okay. Yeah.
Bomar?
The moon one, the second one. Then I remember the explosions all over the place.
It's the third Transformers movie.
Yeah, the third. Wow, the third one.
All right, Catman?
Dark of the Moon.
All right. So the three movies combined have 366 explosions. Transformers Dark of the Moon has 380 explosions. So Dark of the Moon was correct by just a few explosions. And last but not least, according to a RollingStone.com article, which movie was ranked higher on the 50 best action movies of all time? Was it The Raid Redemption, previously mentioned, or Enter the Dragon? Bruce Lee somehow wasn't brought up earlier. J-Cat.
Enter the Dragon.
Shine.
Second one.
Enter the Dragon?
Yeah.
Bo?
Enter the Dragon.
Catman?
Enter the Dragon.
And Bro?
We are flaming dragon!
Everybody went Enter the Dragon. The correct Enter the Dragon is number 5 on the 50 best action movies. And The Raid Redemption is number 4 ranked. So nobody got that point.
Really?
Anyone want to guess what number 1 is? The best action movie of all time, according to this Rolling Stone article?
Die Hard.
No, Die Hard was 2.
Hold on.
Predator?
The Rock.
Rambo.
No. Armageddon.
It's balls-to-the-wall action pretty much the entire movie.
Frank?
Tokyo Drift.
Came out a few years ago. I mentioned the character earlier.
John Wick.
No, Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh yeah, that is a
It's pretty intense. Yeah. So not.
Yeah. I had that character on my list, but I hadn't watched those movies yet. So
Max, yeah. But, That was 50-50. Closing thoughts on this episode. I thought it was a fun one. Some of us were a little skeptical, but anytime you get to talk about just things that you like, sounds good to me. Catman.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Shine.
I think I know. Actually, I do know for sure that I know more action movies than 80s music. I had a lot more fun doing this tonight than I thought I was going to as I was preparing for this draft.
Bo?
And with Mike Banning has 113 kills, he's a bad man. And I would take John Wick and Mike Banning over any two of your guys's any day.
Mike who?
Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
J-Cat?
You got to love action movies, man. I was kind of skewing heavily towards the 80s with my first couple picks, although Maverick is relevant again because of the sequel. But overall, I like my team. Maybe, you know, some deeper cuts and maybe I should have had. But other than that, man, we'll roll with it. And it was definitely a fun episode for sure.
Birdo?
Two things. I really get a kick out of when people try to defend their picks and explain why they pick what they do. And all the rest of us are just like shaking our head. It's really funny. And during the third round, when the person before you is picking and you know what you want to say and pick for the next pick, it's torturous. Like, I was like, is Rob, I don't think Rob's going to do it, but if he does, I'm like, it would throw my whole like strategy off. So like the anticipation to pick before you is brutal, but it's also awesome at the same time. So this draft was more fun than I thought it would be just because I didn't know. And I am very pleased with my team. And I always leave you with a verse, Ephesians 2:8.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft. None of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe to the podcast. And thanks for listening.